people form impressions about the church by the things that they observe. And I believe these first impressions when they come to visit us or come for the first time to our church make a lasting imprint upon them. I like to say that they form impressions by the first thing they smell and the first person that they meet. That is kind of a funny way of saying first impressions are lasting impressions. And another impression that is made upon people who visit, who are inquiring about our fellowship or inquiring about Christianity, is they observe how we treat one another. In the early church, after they had solved the problem that they had of the Grecian widows being neglected, and they all came together for a solution, and everyone was happy, I think the community observed that. And it says in verse 7 of that 6th chapter, a great company of priests were obedient to the faith. Listen to, as we put this in context, Acts chapter 6, verse 1. And in those days, when the number of disciples was multiplied, there arose a murmuring of the Grecians against the Hebrews, because their widows were neglected in the daily ministrations. Then the 12 called the multitude of the disciples unto them and said, It is not right that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. Therefore, brothers, choose out from among you 7 men of good report, full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. And the same pleased the whole multitude, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Spirit, and Philip, and Prochorus, and Nicanor, and Timon, and Parmenas, and Nicolas, a proselyte of Antioch, whom they set before the apostles. And when they had prayed, they laid their hands on them. And the word of God increased, and the number of the disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly, and a great company of the priests were obedient to the faith. You see, I think that these people from the multitude and the priest saw how these people treated each other, how they loved one another, and they wanted to be a part of that. And they heard the gospel, and they believed in Jesus Christ, and they became a part of the fellowship, even from those who were persecuting them, because all of the priests were from the Sadducean sect, and the Sadducees were the ones that had thrown Peter and Paul into prison. So let us impress the world with how we love one another. Let's pray. Father, help me to do what's right toward my brothers and sisters. Help me to treat them justly. Help me to treat them with love, that I may show the whole world that we love each other and that they can be a part of a fellowship that's loving and caring and full of the Holy Spirit. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.